and you can see the whole course, so it's much different. So if we, you know, if someone doesn't call us.
On a cloudy, cold February day, a group of ski racers is inspecting a slalom course at Buttermilk Mountain near Aspen. It's the U.S. Adaptive Alpine National Championships, and this exercise gives athletes an opportunity to memorize features on the course. One of the day's racers is Chris Devlin Young, who recently found out he qualified to compete in Sochi at the Paralympics.
And when that happened, I was all very excited. So I'm going to take into this some jitters that I haven't felt in a while, some butterflies that I haven't had in a while, and that excites me a lot.
Devlin Young is a sit skier who uses a mono ski to compete. It's a molded seat mounted on a metal frame that connects to a single ski. He learned to ski nearly three decades ago from a disabled veteran who fought in World War II. It was a fast process.
So I learned to ski on a Monday and learned to race on a Saturday, very same week. So in 1 week, I kind of learned everything about skiing.
For Devlin Young, skiing helped him get his life back. While serving in the Coast Guard in Alaska in 1982, a plane he was in crashed into a mountain. 11 people were on board, 2 were killed, and Devlin Young was paralyzed. Now he has very little movement in his legs.
After the crash, it was very tough for me. I was very angry about being disabled. It took a couple of months before it finally set in to me what the rest of my life was going to be like, and I didn't like that picture at all.
He says skiing found him and helped him deal with his frustrations and anger.
Skiing is that one thing in my life that liberates me from my disability.
In the 25 years he's been on the U.S. team, Devlin Young has picked up 2 gold medals and 2 silvers, and he's the top-ranked downhill mono skier in the world.
He's a really technical thinker. He really focuses mainly on his technique, and he's by far one of the best technical skiers in a mono ski in the world.
Kevin Jardine is Devlin Young's longtime coach. He says Devlin Young is so precise, other teams try to copy his technique.
He stays on top, and he's always a threat. When Chris is racing, 90% of the teams out there are stepping out to videotape him and record what he's doing. And we've seen that a lot of other teams starting to ski a lot more like Chris throughout the past few years.
Back at the Buttermilk race course, Devlin Young prepares to launch out of the start gate.
Ready, go.
He's one of the older racers competing in the Paralympics, but he says that won't stop him. His experience gives him an edge, and he's feeling healthy.
I don't know, what does a 52-year-old feel like? I feel like I'm about 12.
Over the weekend, Devlin Young crashed during the Super G men's competition in Sochi. He's resting his shoulder until March 15th, when he's planning on competing in the discipline giant slalom. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.